Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Longneck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Longneck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.
A guy who I think has been on this show more than anybody else, former UC Bearcat, and a guy who once had a 40-piece in an NCAA tournament game that they lost, former UC Bearcat Leonard Stokes. It has been 21 years since that game. It's been 20 years since your last college game.
20, yeah.
Wow.
I'm old, man. I thought about that yesterday.
There's a time gone.
Yeah, man, that is a long time.
How you been?
Been good, man. Busy, yeah. But good though. Still keeping up with all things basketball. So favorite time of the year here. So
you were there last night.
Yeah.
It was a very good second half.
Great second half. I think they, guys stepped up, played a little tougher, shared the ball a little better, and did some things defensively, and I think that helped out. I think going into it, I think Virginia Tech was, from scouting, but just a good offensive team. They really execute and run a lot of sets, but I think second half we stepped it up defensively.
You talk about them being tougher. So they played Houston last Saturday. You're at a disadvantage athletically and physically. I understand that. But as somebody who has rooted for that program for almost 35 years, it drives me nuts when I see a UC team play timid. And they did that against Houston.
Yeah.
And that drives me nuts.
Yeah, I think it drives a lot. I mean, it's like that for all of us, the former guys, man. We want to root and wish those kids the best because we've been out there at that age before. But I think sometimes mentally it looks like depending on who the team is how they go into the game. So it's like, hey, we're playing Houston, they're number one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to win the game.
Right.
And it shows when in the play, man. I think the mentality has got to be, hey, we out here to compete like you guys are. We're gonna try and win this game.
Yeah. I can count on one hand the amount of times I felt like a UC team played scared.
Yeah.
But I think and they had no reason to because they played really well against them in Houston.
I was at that game. That game in Houston, I mean, a couple shots in that second half fall for us, we win that game.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't understand that. I thought we had a good chance going in, but we just – I mean, we came out flat. The showing was just bad, and then – Sasser got hurt, so I thought maybe we had a better chance. And it was like it got even worse after that.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, and David Julius was terrific in the second half last night.
For sure.
He's a guy that could play for some of your teams.
Yeah, he's a competitor. I mean, even last night, he played through the final whistle. I mean, if you remember, the big guy went up, he stripped it off his leg with 1 second, and then just showed that kind of fierce competitiveness. So I think he can play, man. I like him. I like his leadership. I think he needs to do more offensively, for us to push. But, as the last 10 games, he played really well, and that kind of what led us.
Wes Miller got the job at Cincinnati and instantly started to bring everybody in,
mm-hmm.
into the fold.
For sure.
It feels like that has continued. He's 2 years in. Mm-hmm. They were better this year than last year. They've got a ways to go in the Big 12 looms. But what do you make of the Wes Miller era so far?
I think Wes is a great coach. I think he's what active most winning active coach under 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a student of the game. I mean, he loves the game. Coaching staff is great. Chris Lepore has been great with just the former players and what he's been able to do for us whenever we need tickets or have requests or anything. He's brought kind of that North Carolina mentality of family back to UC, and that's why most of us are around a lot more than we once were, is because it feels very inviting and very welcoming.
I mean, I've seen guys this year, like Rod Flowers was at a game.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think I'd see Rod Flowers at
sure.
a UC basketball
sure.
game. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're around. Steve Logan's around all the time. Yeah. He was at the game last night.
Yeah.
It's cool to see the stars, but it's also cool to see some of the guys that, maybe didn't have quite the same profile that did or that Steve did. And it's easy to bring in the high-profile players, but you got to bring in everybody. It feels like Wes has done that.
Yeah, no, he has, and what is kind of spread is that feeling, right, where, Rod, I see Rod in Columbus a lot, and Rod will, we talk, and he's like, hey, man, you're a part of the team. Come back. He comes back. They welcome him with open arms. So I think anyone who's ever put that jersey on I think Wes has done a really good job with the staff of just saying, hey, you're a Bearcat for life.
They played a game at Tulane this year, and Terrence Davis was there. Now, there's
Davis.
A name from the past.
Terrence
before
Davis,
you,
man.
But yeah. There's a name from the past.
Yeah, Terrence was he was great as an older guy when we would play. He would, you know, he's from New Orleans, so mm-hmm. He's doing some real estate stuff down there. But he was good. He was always good. I haven't seen him in a while, but it was good that he was at the game. But I mean, again, it's just the feeling. So I think once, you know, we can, you know, get, you know, compete a little bit better, you know, on the court, especially in this Big 12, I think it'll be good as all the guys come back and continue to support.
I've loved glimpses of Dan Skilling's game. Mm-hmm. Can he play in the Big 12?
I mean, he's going to have to, right? I mean, we're here now. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, this season's almost to the end, but some glimpses of him have been really, really great. I mean, he had in the tournament there, the game before Houston, he played
Temple.
Really.
He Temple, was awesome. He was unbelievable.
Played extremely well. So I think once he can kind of, you know, string together some consistency, I think he can be a player.
Yeah.
I like what I see from him.
He's got length. But, yeah. The jump shot has to come, but he's got length. You could ISO him, and he'll get to the rim very, very quickly. There's he doesn't really put it together in consecutive games.
For sure.
But you see him in glimpses.
Yeah. And I think this is a big summer for a lot of these guys. And, you know, I talked with Steve Logan yesterday. Logan's, you know, he does some training. You know, he's told these guys, like, hey, if you need gym time or you need, you know, more reps, just reach out to me. But I think this is a big summer for a lot of our guys, and I think if we can mix that with some guys coming in a portal with some of the recruits you have, like, next year, I think we'll be able to compete, because we have to compete. That is a very, very, very tough conference.
Can you think about what life would have been like for you and your teammates in the NIL era?
Oh, man, we talk about – we went after the Xavier game, we all went to dinner, mm-hmm. and me, Kenyon, DeMar, Steve Logan, and we just sat there and said, man, this – I mean, these kids –
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine what Kenyon would have fetched on the open market?
He might have got more money in town than he got from the Nets in his first contract. Kenyon Martin is a senior in Cincinnati.
Oh,
you kidding me?
Goodness, man. We laughed about that, man, the entire time, man. I mean, that was a good dinner. We went to Ruby's, and then, you know, Jeff always takes care of us, but they brought out this dessert, which is the Air Ruby, the shoe.
Yeah.
And it was the shoe that Kenyon broke his leg in.
Oh, well, that's less than ideal.
So we laughed about that, man. But, you know, I love getting together with all of us. We're all brothers, man. You know, DeMar's doing a good job now down at, you know, West Virginia, assistant coach down there. Been to several games since he's been coaching, man. But, you know, it's good, man. Just all family, man.
Yeah, the DeMar Johnson thing was sort of weird because he joined the staff midway through the season.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What I thought was cool about it is what Wes had to say about it publicly. Like, you have a chance to be an assistant coach.
For sure.
And not that his role here wasn't important, but he wasn't an on-staff assistant coach. This is diving into the weeds of scouting reports and recruiting and helping Hugs during the game. And I went to Morgantown 2 weeks ago, and DeMar seems to be doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great. He loves it. And the thing that I said to him, I said, man, you know, you're the number one player, number one recruit out of high school. You know, you have a good career, and then your first coaching job is in the Big 12.
Yeah,
that
pretty good charm life. Pretty good.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, man.
Yeah, and I say this to him all the time: makes the game-winning shot in my favorite all-time game as a UC fan.
Yeah,
against DePaul.
Against DePaul, man, where he was hesitated to shoot because Hugs told anyone if they shot the ball and it wasn't Kenyon, you'd be
mm-hmm.
in big trouble.
And if you watch the game, and it's on YouTube, I've watched it a billion times, he catches it, looks over, and you guys are all screaming, shoot the damn ball, right?
Yeah.
How come you chose not to get into coaching?
So I got – as soon as I got out, I went right into – the crazy story about me when I stopped playing basketball was I was actually in Denver – getting ready for training camp with Kenyon, DeMar, and the rest of the guys. And then my mom got diagnosed with colon cancer. So that's when I went back to Buffalo. And then just got into business at that point, came back to UC to finish up my master's degree, and then started the construction company. And then that's morphed into real estate development. And then now we're the largest active adult senior developer in the country, my partner.
So it's worked out for you.
Yeah, big time.
It's going to AAU tournaments looking for players.
Yeah. I mean, I don't envy those guys, man. I mean, the road trips that they have to take. I mean, some of the stuff that they have to put up. I know what I was like as an 18-year-old, and, you know, I was one of the good ones. So and I still have my fair share of nonsense. So I know what some of these other guys were like who were not the good ones, and I was just like, man, I'm not putting up with a lot of that. But a lot of these guys are doing well with it. You know, like I said, Steve's doing his AAU stuff. You know, Satterfield is too. You know, DJ's coaching. So, you know, always good to see those guys doing well.
Were you with Kenyon when he stormed into the locker room at halftime of the shootout?
I was not. He came over to me, to Steve Logan and I, and said, I'm going in there to talk to these bleeps.
Yeah.
And then he went in, and then he came out, and he kind of told
nobody tried to stop him.
No, I don't
Kenyon think. Martin wants to come in the locker room. He's coming in.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to go well for anyone trying to stop
him. And then he comes out that he – I mean, how did that unfold?
Well, he came over, and then he put me and Steve in two headlocks, and he just said, hey, here's what I told him. And then he told us what he said.
Yeah.
And the guys came out and played well. They responded well.
They're terrific in the second half.
Yeah.
I think that's cool as hell. It's cool as hell that here's this icon, right? Yeah. This iconic figure in UC basketball, and it's not like he comes to a lot of games, but he watches a half. He doesn't like what he sees. Yeah. I've seen enough. I'm going in.
Man, he looked over. Like, the game is going, so he texts me, and he's like, tap Steve. So I tap Logan, and we look. He goes, they're playing selfish. They're playing selfish. These people in the stands don't want to see this. And he went in there and told them, listen, this is a blue-collar town. You got to come out, put your best foot forward. You guys look like you're playing selfish. And then kind of, you know, told them a few other things. But, I mean, that was the gist of it, man. I mean, even, you know, for us, man, being in the stands yesterday, man, you know, just taking a million photos with folks who are just – like, hey, man, you're one of my favorite players. I mean, they're telling Steve and I that, and we're just, I mean, you got to love our fan base, man. I mean, I think we have one of the best fan bases, man. I mean, it is amazing, the hard-working, blue-collar Cincinnatian, man, and just the respect that they have for you when you just lay it all out there on the line.
I've said this to some of the assistant coaches who aren't from here, and I go, if you get this going, the buzz you guys create, you're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
When UC basketball is really good, there's nothing like it. And that is no knock on any other school, program, or sports entity in town. I've said that to assistant coaches there. If you get this thing turned around, if you get this thing going, man, it's going to be electric in that building every single night.
Every single night. And like you said, it's second to none. Once that program is where it needs to be, I mean, it's second to none in the city, man. I mean, it is amazing the feel and the atmosphere that is just created, not only inside that arena, but outside when you do what you're supposed to do.
Your former coach has a game that tips off in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He was in Birmingham last night hanging out with AK. Oh, how late do you think that went?
I would over under, I'm going 2 a.m., 2, 3
2?
a.m. Yeah.
I think you're being conservative. I like his team. The Big 12, you know, they probably finished second or third in the AAC.
Yeah.
The Big 12, they took some beatings.
Yeah.
But I like the team that he has.
Yeah, I do too, man. I think, you know, and I've been down there a couple of times. I've spoken with the team. I think that, you know, just the mental errors, and I think that's what you get when you have the transfer portal and guys are just leaving. You don't get that cohesiveness of, you know, being there 2-3 years with guys. I think their team is talented, but if you look at some of the mistakes that they make down the line in some of the games, it's just like, come on, man, really?
Right.
You can't do that. And then in that league, if you don't score 2 or 3 trips down, you are
you're
in trouble. You're
in
big trouble.
What's the game they lose by 34? Is that Texas? Is that Baylor?
Yeah, that's Texas.
Texas.
At Texas.
Yeah, at Texas, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's like maybe 18 all.
Yeah.
They're playing,
yep.
And then – maybe like 4 straight stops without a score. Game over.
Game over. Second half started. They hit 4 threes in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that conference, especially because teams don't lose at home in that conference.
Right.
I mean, you win at home in that conference, man. So, I mean, that's, you know, we've got a tall task next year, man. I mean, we've got to bring it, man. Big summer for our program here.
Yeah. Got to get some guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to get some guys.
We got to get some men.
Got to get some Leonard Stokes type dudes.
Yeah, you got to get some men in that conference.
Yeah,
man.
No question. Awesome to have you as always.
Appreciate it, Mo. Appreciate you guys always having me, man.
Of course. It's an annual tradition.
For sure.
I know, we got to get back to having you on and talking about a UC tournament team, but nonetheless.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. And then I'll be here all day, man, so we can – you know, we can do our usual euchre, man, once we get done.
Not to tell anybody about that, but all good. Lenny, you're the best, man. Thanks
always
so much.
Appreciate you, Mark.
The great Leonard Stokes, former Bearcat. Awesome to have him with us.
Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Longneck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Longneck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Longneck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.